Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Praise the name of Jesus. Please welcome someone tonight. Just welcome someone. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Good evening to everyone. And welcome to church. Welcome to Beautiful Exchange Service. Praise God. January, we've come to the end of January, isn't it? Yeah. So 2020 is down by 1 month. Praise God. As I praise the Lord, how many of us believe in the prophetic word? You believe that the word of God is true? You believe that when God is about to do something in your life, in my life, what he first does is that he sends his word. Praise the Lord. And what do we do with the word of God? We believe it. And then we act on it. And you know, 2020, we've talked about this year, and now the year is here, and now the year is less than 1 month. Praise God. That's the reality. Even in our sayings around, we say, time wait for no man. So it's going. Time is also convertible. Time is money. Time is value. So if you are praying for 2020, it's already here. And today is the 28th day, am I right? 29th, yeah. I'm leaving 1 day behind. Praise God. So, I just like to summarize the whole experience of this January tonight. Minister Akin, some Wednesdays ago, I think about 2 Wednesdays back, help us or led us through guides to enjoying divine perfection. How many of us have gone through that teaching again? Because it was distributed here. You've gone through it. You've studied it. Praise God. Can I see your hand? You've studied it. I like to encourage you, and that's where I'm landing here tonight. Hey, don't let the pressure of life take the word of God from your hand this year. Mark chapter 4, I like to title this Prophetic Word Application. What Minister Akin encourages that there are critical guides to enjoy divine perfection. And if you can still remember that message, he said, number one, we have to learn to live by the word. Secondly, we have to prioritize prayers. Thirdly, we have to engage the Holy Spirit. We have to learn how to engage him. And then we have to become kingdom partners. In other words, use our time, our talent, our treasure, our skills and abilities to the praise and glory of our God. So tonight, I just want to cap everything off. Mark chapter 4, it's a very popular verse of scripture. You probably have had 1,001 messages around that passage of scripture. You've heard it from Sunday school. It's called what? The parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. The principle of the seed, we can't take it out. So the prophetic word is like the seed. And the Bible says, even here, it said the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. When a woman is going to give birth to a new life, what she does is that she receives the seed. The seed is life. The seed has the tendency to produce life in our lives. that seed has the potential for increase. The seed has the potential for fruitfulness. The seed has the potential for multiplication. So when God is going to do something significant in every one's life, it will first send the seed of his word. So in Mark chapter 4, Jesus was trying to explain the parable of the sower. And he says from verse 14, he said, the sower sows the word. But he said, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. He said, when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Another quarter, these are likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. But it has no root in themselves. And so they endure for a time, and afterward, tribulation, persecution arises for the word's sake, and immediately they stumble. Then another quarter said, now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But another, the last quarter, he said, but these are the ones sown on good ground. That's where we belong. Amen? He said, they are those who hear the word. That's not the end. They accept it. And then they watch over it for it to bear fruit. And when the fruit was going to come out, he said, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word tonight. Praise the Lord. So at the beginning of each year, the Holy Spirit always inspires the direction each year we go for kingdom citizens. You know, in the world, there is what is called strategic thinking. But hey, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us inspires his word in our hearts. There is just something that comes alive at the end of every year and then to the beginning of another year, which creates expectations in the heart of people. The truth is that the heartbeat of God is that for his own people, for his own citizens of his kingdom, each year should come with the seed of his word such that it must be carefully nurtured to produce fruits in our lives. God wants us to be fruitful. And you know, the first commandment he gave man, he said, be fruitful. In other words, you cannot be fruitful without being seedful. So it means God has also supplied the seed for us. So 2020 had been globally tagged as a strategic year. There are many predictions. I know you've read that in the business world, and coincidentally, because it seems to be the beginning of another decade, so there are many projections, many prospects. But for us in this house, his prophetic word to us is that it's going to be a year of divine perfection. And that's where we are. That's what we have prepared for. And here we are in this year. It has already begun. And what God expects is that each and every one of us must apply that prophetic word to our lives. In Psalm 138, verse 8, it says, the Lord God will perfect all that concerns me. We left off from Psalm 66. He said, men have ridden over us. Things just didn't work. Maybe probably for some people. But he said he has brought us to a place of rich fulfillment. And whatever has not worked, he's saying that this is your year of divine maturity. But the parable of the sower gives us an idea of what happened when people receive the prophetic word. There are four categories of people highlighted in that Mark chapter 4. So we can safely say every prophetic word received, each time, we bounce off 25% of the people who receive them. Another 25, we give up, 25%, we give up on account of challenges. Another 25, we begin well, but halfway through the year, they lose their focus. Due to everyday survival modes, it's only 25% or less that will actually give tangible testimony as a result of the prophetic word. I pray that you will be part of that 25% this year. Praise the Lord. So what happened? It says 25% of people, it said, the things fall by the wayside. Satan came to steal the word. They gave mental assent to the word. But it's not just mental assent. It has to be a heart agreement. This is God's word to me in my own space. So what is prophetic application? Simply defined, it means divine application of any inspired word through the help of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. Divine application of God's inspired word through the help of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. What prophetic word does is that it charts a progressive path. That's what it does. It charts it. So you are so sure that with God on this journey into this year, you can predict what will happen. So when we apply ourselves to the prophetic word, the Holy Spirit comes to help us. He helps us in expression of the physical testimonies or physical manifestation of the word of God. What happens when a prophetic word is given? It simply suggests that the heaven kisses the heart on the behalf of an individual. The heaven. What happens is that, the supernatural forces of God, the supernatural intervention of God is activated. In Luke chapter 1, verse 45, the word of the Lord says something. It said, blessed is she who believed, for there shall be what? A fulfillment or a performance of those things which were told her by the Lord. So there is help made available by the Holy Spirit. There is a quickening power of the Holy Spirit made available for physical manifestation of the prophetic word. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the prophetic word creates or chart a progressive path. Is there, but the path of the just is like a shining light that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. So the word has been given. This is your year of divine perfection. He said, the Lord, my God, that's how to appropriate it. You personalize it. Will perfect, will mature, will bring into manifestation the things that concerns me. So you can spread that out. If it's in your family, that's the word of the Lord. That's what you will believe. Because if you believe it, it says there shall be a performance. The moment the prophetic word is given, the Holy Spirit is activated to release his power to ensure fulfillment. Praise the Lord. So how do you ensure the fulfillment of the prophetic word? How? Three things. Number one, personalize the inspired word as God speaking to you. God has spoken to the general house. But hey, please, in your own world, whether in your family, as an individual, you have to meditate on that Psalm 138 verse 8. You have to embrace it. You have to internalize it and make it yours. And how do you do that? You keep it. You read it to yourself as many times as you can read it. You can make writings out of it. You post it where you can see it. So you personalize it. This is God's word. So in my life, in my work, in everything that I do,
I know that the Lord is bringing me to a place of maturity this year. And for your information or for the testimony to the glory of Jesus, some people already are sharing testimonies of how things that were not looking well is beginning to look well. Praise the Lord. So what is it that we do to ensure fulfillment of the prophetic word? Number one, we personalize it. We see ourselves living in the reality of that word. No matter how it goes, the Lord my God is perfecting all that concerns me this year. So we don't detach ourselves from it. We don't say, oh, we've had it. We've had, but as a matter of fact, there was a time that that word was like a word to me as a person. But the truth is that it might come to you as a person at that time. Did you get anything out of the word? 25% we hear it and that's it. 25% we lose it due to the cares of this world. Another 25% we start well, but hey, they will be distracted along the line, and some things will distract them completely to forget the word. This year, we will reinforce it. And you know, that's what God told Israel. He said, while you are walking on the way, while you are seated, he said, make signs out of it, make bracelet out of it. He said, this book of the Lord must not depart from your mouth. You will meditate on it day and night that you may observe. That means if you are not observing, it means one is distracted. But he said, you may observe to do according to all that is written. There is no addition. The Lord, my God, will perfect all that concerns me. That is what matters. Even when the pressure comes and Satan is trying to raise his ugly head, you speak the word of the Lord. The Lord, my God, will perfect all that concerns me. This may not look like what I want. I command a rearrangement because I am walking in the light of the prophetic word this year. Someone went for an interview, and then she said that they haven't got back to me. I said, that's not should be your testimony. Begin to declare it now. That they have gotten back to me. And so they got back to her this afternoon. So you have to. You have to. There is a difference between fact and the truth. The truth is that they will get back to you because this is your year of divine perfection. But you also have to declare it. Praise the Lord. So number one thing, you personalize it. And then secondly, you understand that the word is a seed and requires a process of time. The word of God is a seed. It's a seed. It's a seed. And it will require a process of time and probably effort. And what is the effort? Confession. Saying the same thing in the face of contrary evidences. That's a confession. It says in Genesis 8:22, it said, that's the principle of God. It said, as long as the heart remains. As long as the heart remains. Somewhere in the book of Psalm, it said, when you see the sun, it's a sign that the covenant is still at work. As long as the heart remains. Genesis 8:22, it says, seed. You know, in the Bible translators, they just put it as one word. But it's actually seed, time, harvest. Seed. Time, harvest. A woman who is pregnant, there is seed, there is time, there is harvest. No matter the pain, the cramps and all that, she knows she's carrying a baby. And nothing can truncate that process. So the seed, which is the word of God, it requires time. There is nothing a woman can do to bring forth the child the next day she discovers that she's pregnant. Even though there is so much evidence that she's pregnant. The same thing, when we receive the word of God, there is the confidence that comes with it. But we have to know how to nurture it. Because discouragement will come. Things will look as if it's not working. But we must learn to follow through the process such that what we have at the back of our mind, or is so strong on our minds from our spirit, is that there is a time of fulfillment. And the word of the Lord says there shall be what? A performance of the things which were spoken to me by the Lord. So the second thing is understand that the word is the seed. Thirdly, Understand that the world requires spiritual warfare. Understand it. That's how to ensure fulfillment of prophecy. It requires warfare. Why does warfare come? The boss of the hair, we want to come and steal the hair. The deceitfulness of riches. Tongues, we want to come. So the world requires spiritual warfare to overcome doubt, fear, opposition that will come during your waiting time for manifestation. The world requires. That's why it says the things that you have had. Look at what it says. Mark 4, 17. What does it say here? It says, they have no root in themselves, so endure only for a time, and afterward, tribulation and persecution will arise for the world's sake. So the devil doesn't have salvation, but he wants to destroy us, because salvation actually means freedom. It means sozo. It means wellness. But he wants to distract as many people from that horn of their salvation. So when God gives the word, it also requires warfare. In 1 Timothy, I believe so, chapter 1, verse 18, it said, the prophetic word that we have received, we should war a good warfare. We should follow it with from the standpoint of victory. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. If you watch a match by your favorite team or as you are coming into this service, you just realize that maybe you haven't even watched the match, or you realize that your team won. Will you be anxious in this service? No, you listen in this service, you settle, and then you go back home. And then watch. Even while you are watching at home, are you anxious? Oh, maybe my team will win. Maybe they will not win. No, you watch it with excitement. You are waiting for that breaking point where the goal was scored. Maybe you just read. This goal was scored at the 88 minutes. So no matter how rough the match was or who they sent out or they didn't send out, you are so assured that at the end of the...
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,